This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian President Putin says it's payback for what he calls Ukraine's terrorist action. Russia unleashed a barrage of strikes on Ukrainian cities this morning after an attack on a bridge that Russia uses to get to Crimea. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what Ukraine's President Zelensky is saying.
Zelensky says Russian forces launched dozens of missiles and Iranian-built drones against Ukraine. The general staff of the Ukraine armed forces adding 75 missiles were fired, with 41 of them neutralized by air defenses. In his video address, Zelensky says the targets were civilian areas and energy facilities in 10 cities. The Russians had chosen such a time and such targets on purpose to inflict the most damage. The morning strikes sent Kyiv residents back into bomb shelters for the first time in months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korean state media says the North's recent missile tests were a response to naval drills between the U.S. and South Korean forces. North Korea says it's sending a warning to its enemies with those missile tests. More and more active duty U.S. military service members are killing themselves. The AP's Julie Walker.
Rising suicide rates among active service members have forced the Pentagon to review the military's mental health protocols. Many service members fear coming forward, and those who do find themselves fighting through deep-rooted stigma, bureaucratic obstacles, and internal pressure to stay on the job. The Pentagon has created an independent committee to review programs. At the same time, a network of military-adjacent charitable organizations has tried to fill the gaps with a variety of programs and outreach efforts.
The Nobel Prize in Economics goes to Ben Bernanke, Douglas Diamond, and Philip Dybvig for research on banks and financial crises. This is AP News. Now to China and COVID.
Several Chinese cities are imposing new lockdowns and travel restrictions. Chinese authorities say the number of new daily COVID-19 cases tripled during a week-long holiday. State broadcaster CCTV reports the latest lockdown was imposed today in the northern city of Fengyang after a preliminary positive case was found in citywide testing the day before. The capital of the nearby Inner Mongolia region says outside vehicles and passengers are prohibited from entering the city starting Tuesday. China is one of the few places in the world still imposing harsh measures to keep COVID-19 from spreading. I'm Donna Water.
The price of gas is up 12 cents in a week, says the AAA. It's $3.92 a gallon this morning. A year ago, gas was $3.26. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.